Whenever I go into bookstores, I'm always looking for something new to read, and so I usually go to the section where you see the employees' picks, their picks of the week. And I picked up a book because I like the title. The title is God's Behaving Badly. And I thought it would be a pretty interesting book. It turns out that it's a piece of fiction that speaks about the Greek gods in the year 2010. So you're reintroduced to Apollo, the sun god, and Aphrodite, the god of beauty, and Artemis, the god of the moon. And I certainly do not recommend this book for its storyline. I didn't love the book, but I'm glad I finished it because I enjoyed the end. I'm not giving away the storyline, I promise. Although remember, I did not recommend it. But the moral of the story is that there's a particular way that human beings are in relationship with the Greek gods. And that is that the Greek gods grow stronger. They gain their strength when human beings believe in them. Their gods grow stronger and bigger and greater when human beings come together and say, I believe in this God and this God and this God. So although I didn't like the book, as I was reading this moral line at the end, I realized how different it is in the Jewish tradition. We engage in such a different relationship with God. I certainly do not believe that God grows stronger or bigger when we believe in God. I don't think God needs us that way. I believe that we must enter a partnership and a relationship with God, but who grows stronger and bigger and more soulful when they engage in belief? I think we do. Exactly. I think it's the human being who grows stronger when they engage in partnership with God. And I couldn't help but think about, it's actually been the week for me to talk about Birkat Kohanim, the priestly blessing. I spoke a little bit about it on Shavuot. And this morning, it's in our Torah portion. You know, who gives the Birkat Kohanim, the threefold blessing, to the people, to Amcha? It's the priests. God commands the priests to be used as vessels, as instruments of God. But what does the blessing say? May God bless you and protect you. But it's filtered through human hands and a human voice. And the rabbis can't help but asking, what does this mean then? What kind of relationship are human beings supposed to have with God? If human beings are supposed to give the blessing to the people, what does that say about our relationship with our Creator? How are we supposed to exist together? What was the relationship with the Greek gods and the humans? The humans built that God. But what's our relationship? The answer can be told through a story. When Moses was ascending Har Sinai, he saw God adorning the letters of the Torah with crowns. One by one, each letter was given another piece of decoration. And Moses walks right by God, and God says to Moses, are you just going to walk by without saying hello? And Moses responds to God, I thought a slave isn't supposed to greet a master. And God responds back to Moses, well, that may be so, but the least you could have done is offered to help. What I like about that story, the message of that story and the message of Birkat Kohanim, is that we learn exactly what defines our relationship with God. We are meant to exist in partnership. We're meant to exist in an equal engagement in this world. Without our attending Shiva Minyanim, without our attending services, without our being involved in Bikur Cholim, the visiting of the sick, without our engagement in this world, we can't exist in a partnership with God. We must be active. so our souls can be active. We say at the end of a reading of a book in the Torah, Chazak, Chazak, Benit Chazek. Strength, strength, and you shall be strengthened. But not you shall, we shall be strengthened. And I truly think that's the essence of this teaching. We do not live in order to make God bigger. We live in order to increase the sanctity and strength of our souls. So this morning, I wish all of us, although it is not the end of a book of our Torah, to always remember, Chazak, Chazak, Benit Chazek. The way to grow strong, the way to grow soulful, is to engage with each other, and ultimately, engage with God. Shabbat Shalom.